Two goals towards the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half gave Dundalk a precious victory over Bohemians last night at Oriel Park. Dundalk have now gone on a run of 11 league wins, a club record, and can go into Thursday's second leg with AEK Larnaca in Cyprus with a lot of confidence. The home crowd of just over 3,100 saw the Dundalk side start rather slowly and a both sides that caused plenty of problems for the league leaders. Daniel Kelly came close for Bowes early on. Bowes were more comfortable at the back in the first stages of that game. Denny Corcoran nearly got in for a goal after taking the ball off Brian Gartland and headed for goal. Man of the match, Chris Shields stopped Corcoran before he was about to shoot for a certain goal. Chris Shields cleared off the line when Daniel Kelly lobbed the ball over the head of Gary Rogers. It looked a certain goal, but somehow Shields got back to clear. Dundalk took the lead on 31 minutes when Michael Duffy's corner from the left was headed powerfully home by Sean Hoare. Dundalk controlled the game for most of the second half. They got a penalty on 52 minutes when Dean Jarvis was fouled in the box. Pat Hoban converted, getting his 21st league goal of the season. Bowes enjoyed a good deal of possession near the end. Keith Ward saw a shot come off the post while his rebound effort was cleared off the line by Brian Gartland. Dundalk head to Larnaca tomorrow, back on top of the table. Rightful Sean Gannon is expected to be fit. Midfielder Christian Ajoran, whose loan contract is up tomorrow, is expected to return to his Italian club tomorrow. Last night's attendance was 3,100. The result again, Dundalk 2, Bohemians 0.